Adventures in Clothing, A System Apocalypse Short Story, written by Tao Wong, narrated by Stephanie Dillard. Lana shuffled the stacks of system papers before once again sighing. The slightly glassy feel of the papers, rough only at certain intervals to ensure that there was some purchase to grip, still felt strange to her, even months after picking up the items from the shop. While system notifications were useful, they also had certain limitations to their use. Chief among them, the inability of an individual to carry a notification away with them if it was not linked to themselves. There were other issues as well, with system notifications as a managerial tool. If you had to pass on notifications to multiple individuals at once, and she was about to, you either had to upgrade your specific managerial skill or pick the right one at the start. All those skills came with their own benefits and hindrances, though, and there was never an easy choice. The fact that her own class was a combat class and not running a settlement, especially one as large as the Free Province of British Columbia, was a pain and a half. The tired redhead ran a hand through her hair, once again cursing John. It had been nearly a year since his disappearance, and the war effort down in the States had stalled. Rather than continue to throw herself into violent, foolhardy situations, Lana had returned to Vancouver, picking up the task of managing his settlement in his stead. She'd still help out, as one of the higher-leveled individuals. She had to. But she would not lose track of the fact that the settlement needed managing. Life was more than war. For a moment, she considered the man, considered all that she had lost when he left. It still hurt. The death of her pet, the loss of her boyfriend when she needed him the most. She was still reeling, to some extent, from the death of her brother, the only family that she had for so many decades. To lose Anna on top of that had been too much. For a time, she, Mikito, and Ingrid had tried to do what John had done for the United States Army. They drove themselves and their alien enemies to the edge, acting as the spearhead of the group. It was only after a close call, one that nearly cost the life of Sam, the technocrat, and herself, that she realized perhaps those choices weren't the best. What was it that Mikito had said? Oh, yes. Just because you miss the Baka doesn't mean you should act like one, too. That was the reason she was back up here, in Vancouver. Catherine Ward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?